spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our drama today is Morton Wishengrad's The Song of Berdichev, and is presented in observance of Yom Kippur.
Guten Morgen, dear Rebbeine Shalala. Ihr Lady Yitzchak bin Zorn, mi Berdichev. Bin gekommen zu dir mit deinem Teuer, bin dein Volk Israel. Was hast du zu dein Volk Israel? Und was hast du dich angesetzt auf dein Volk Israel?
It is a song that has been sung for nearly 160 years. It has been sung in the home, in the synagogue, in the ghettos of Poland, in the death camps of Germany, in the outermost colonies of Palestine, in the concert halls of America. And no man or woman can sing it without emotion, for it is the song of an entire folk. It wasn't written. It happened. It was emotion overflowing, and it is now part of the bloodstream of Israel. He was called Reb Levi Yitzchok, surnamed the Compassionate. This is his song. In the year 1789, in the Ukrainian city of Berdichev, perhaps there were scholars more learned than he, perhaps there were sages more profound, perhaps there were saints more holy, but no scholar and no sage was more gentle than Reb Levi Yitzchok. No saint was more beloved, for he was the people, its pleader, its defender, its melody, its soul. And this same Reb Levi Yitzchok, on the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, stood in the synagogue before the congregation of Berdichev and refused to magnify and sanctify the name of the Lord.
I will not recite the Kaddish.
The day of fasting and penance has weakened our rabbi. Sit down, Reb Levi Yitzchok. I will recite the prayers for you.
I have not been weakened by the fast. I'm as fresh and as strong as any man here. I refuse to recite the prayers.
Are you ill, Reb Levi Yitzchok?
I'm not ill, Benjamin.
Do you wish us to have a short recess?
There's no necessity for recess, Spiegel. I will not recite the Kaddish.
Was this a sinner who refused to say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Shmei Rabo? Was this a scoffer or a fool or an idolater who refused to sanctify and glorify God's name? No, this was Levi Yitzchok of Berdichev. This was he who had come to Berdichev and welcomed the ignorant, the poor, the sick, and the deformed to his house.
Reb Levi Yitzchok, you are new in Berdichev.
Yes, aren't you?
Perhaps you do not know our ways.
You have a complaint?
Not only I. Rabbi, it would be better if you were seen more often in the company of scholars.
Angel, does the Lord welcome only scholars?
No, but you must think of your reputation.
Angel, when the Lord prepares a banquet for the righteous, do you think I will be invited?
There is no question, Reb Levi Yitzchok.
But I'm not a man of great culture. There will be some who ask, how did this uncultured person find an entrance among us? And my reply will be, I deserve to be here because I gave hospitality at my banquets to men who were more ignorant than myself.
The words were carried by Anshul to the meeting of the elders of the synagogue. And there was shame among the elders.
Brothers, we have a holy man in our midst. Let us give thanks.
Yet this same Levi Yitzhak, on Yom Kippur in the year 1789, refused in the presence of the entire congregation to glorify the name of the Lord by reciting the Kaddish. Was he a scoffer? No, not Levi Yitzhak. For the scoffer and the cynic could not have said to the elders of the congregation what Levi Yitzhak once had said.
Benjamin, why have the elders of the synagogue passed this ordinance?
Because the poor from other cities come to us and beg from house to house.
Reb Levi Yitzhak, this ordinance is more orderly.
There is nothing orderly about poverty.
But there could be something orderly about charity.
Yes, there could. But that is not your real reason. You find the poor a nuisance, don't you, Benjamin?
Frankly, I do. The new ordinance for a public fund should settle that.
It's not new. It's as old as Sodom and Gomorrah.
Tell us why.
In Sodom and Gomorrah, direct aid to the poor was forbidden. Perhaps there also they had a public fund so that those of means should be freed from the painful necessity of coming face to face with the poor. Don't pass this ordinance. Don't dehumanize your charity. It's not enough to give to the poor of Berditch if the poor of all cities are your responsibility. It's not enough for you and for me to have courage to face those who are mightier than we. We must also have courage to face those who are weaker and poorer.
His name was Levi Yitzhak. There were scholars more learned than he. There were sages more profound, men more holy and more pious. But none more beloved and none more gentle. And if he refused to recite the Kaddish on Yom Kippur, it was not because he was an idolater, and not because he was a fool. For he was not an idolater. He was so passionate a worshiper of God that he had sufficient passion to absent himself from the Kol Nidre service on Yom Kippur Eve.
Peter, did you send a messenger to his house?
There was no one there. A peasant said he left for synagogue more than an hour ago.
It's getting dark. Beadle, I think we'll have to begin without him.
Is that what you want, Anshul?
What else can we do? The time for Kol Nidre has passed.
Yet what is Kol Nidre without Reb Levi Yitzhak?
You're right, both of you. Something must have happened to him, some misfortune. We'll have to look for him.
On Yom Kippur evening, the direction is always toward the altar of the synagogue, from outward inward. But on this evening, the direction was from inward outward. And no person thought of himself, but only of the missing rabbi, missing from the synagogue on the holiest evening of the year. They formed searching parties, and the peasants of Berditchev provided clues.
He came this way. His lips were moving in prayer.
They followed the path he showed them.
I saw him. He passed me by. He was singing, just singing. There weren't any words.
Near a peasant hovel, a voice said,
there was a baby crying in there. The baby's mother went to synagogue to hear the Kol Nidre.
They crept up to the windows. They looked within. There was the rabbi of Berditchev rocking the cradle of a baby, no longer crying. The cradle of a baby whose mother had gone to the synagogue from which Levi Yitzhak was absent. They regarded one another. The guileless man and the guileless child. And from somewhere within himself, a melody came to the man, which he gave to the child. And then the words came to him, spilling out of him, the simple, uncontrived words of Levi Yitzhak's Song of Innocence and God. Master of the universe, I will sing you a song. Where will I find thee? And where will I not find thee?
As for we're gay, it doesn't go.
Wherever I go, there art thou.
As for we're gay, it doesn't go.
And where I stay, there art thou. Only thou. Thou alone. Thou again. And only thou. When things go well, thou. And alas, when things go ill, thou. Thou art, thou wast, thou wilt be. Thou art ever, thou art, thou reignest. Thou didst reign, thou wilt reign. In heaven art thou, on earth art thou, above art thou, below art thou. And where I stir, thou, thou, thou. And it was on the next day that the man from whom this song of oneness with God burst forth, it was on the next day that Levi Yitzhak of Berdichev refused to recite the sanctification of God's name.
I will not recite the Kaddish.
The day of fasting and penance has weakened our rabbi. I will say it for you, Reb Levi Yitzhak.
I am not weakened by the fast. I refuse to recite the Kaddish.
Reb Levi, are you ill?
I'm not ill, Benjamin.
Do you wish us to call a short recess?
There's no necessity, Beedle.
Perhaps you would like some fresh air.
Angel, I refuse to recite the sanctification.
Reb Levi Yitzchak.
Yes, Kalman.
You are challenging God.
Yes.
Yes.
Let us have order in the synagogue on Yom Kippur.
I request that you all be seated. I read to you from the sixth chapter of the prophet Micah, the third verse. O my people, what have I done unto thee, and wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me. I, Levi Yitzchak, son of Sorev Berdichev, I testify against the Lord. Shall not the judge of the universe himself do justice?
Levi Yitzchak, even you may not blaspheme God.
Testify against me, saith the Lord. I testify against the Lord. It is no blasphemy.
Do you come with a legal complaint?
I do, Anshel. I come with a din Torah.
What is your complaint?
The Lord hath dealt harshly with us. I stand before the Lord and plead in behalf of the people of Israel.
Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, what is your plea?
Father in heaven, thou art unlimited, thou art infinite. There is no boundary to thy mercies. How then art thou able to limit thy mercies to us?
Levi Yitzchak, we have only your word that there is cause for legal complaint. Do you have witnesses to testify with you against the Lord?
Yes, Anshel. I call Nathan, the son of Simcha.
Nathan, the son of Simcha, come to the altar.
Nathan, what do you wear on your hand and on your arm and on your forehead
at your morning prayers. Tell the Lord.
I wear my phylacteries and my tefillin. Shouldn't I, Reb Levi Yitzchak?
Nathan, why do you wear your tefillin?
Answer, Nathan.
Yes, I shall. I wear the tefillin because it is commanded.
Who commands?
The Almighty, blessed be his name. And these words which I command thee this day shall be upon thine heart. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand. And they shall be for frontlets between thine eyes. May I go now?
Not yet, Nathan. The commandment also is that thou shalt teach these words diligently to thy children. Nathan, where are your children?
Answer Reb Levi Yitzchak's question.
It isn't fair.
Nathan, answer. The Lord is waiting. Where are your sons?
The Lord only knows. 3 sons. They were conscripted for the Tsar's army when they were 9 years old. Each in turn. I have never heard from them.
Nathan, where is your wife, your daughter, your daughter's children?
Dead.
Nathan, when you came to prayer yesterday, what did you do?
I said, how goodly are thy tents, O Israel.
And afterward?
I put my hand in the tefillin bag to take out my tefillin.
And they fell from your hand, didn't they?
I didn't know anyone saw. I picked up the tefillin right away. I was quick. I wiped them against my shirt. I kissed them. It will never happen again.
Reb Levi Yitzchak.
Yes, Aunt.
Are you finished with your witness?
I am. But first, I wish to say to the Lord, Lord of the universe, the people are the tefillin of thy head. Even Nathan here, when we drop our tefillin, we lift them up with loving care. We cleanse them of every stain. And then with a kiss, we make amends for their abasement. Lord of the world, thy tefillin are fallen to the ground. Nathan, thy tefillin, lift him up with loving care. Cleanse him of his stain with a kiss. Make amends for his abasement.
Nathan, you may go. Reb Levi Yitzchak, are you done now?
Not nearly, Anshel. I call a second witness. Moshe, the son of Meir.
Come to the altar, Moshe.
Moshe, you prayed this morning.
Yes.
And for what did you pray?
For the remission of my sins.
Namely? Moshe, what sins?
I have trespassed, I have been faithless, I have robbed. I have robbed, I have spoken basely, I have committed iniquity, I have been presumptuous, I have done violence, I have forged lies, I have counseled evil, I have spoken falsely, I have acted perversely, I have persecuted, I have been stiff-necked.
Moshe, the son of Meir, you are a liar.
Yes, Reb Levi Yitzchak.
You have neither trespassed, nor been faithless, nor robbed, nor spoken basely.
Yes, Levi Yitzchak.
Moshe, son of Meir, what is your occupation?
I am a teamster.
Do you observe God's commandments?
No.
And why not?
Reb Levi Yitzchak, a man has children who are always hungry. A man must work.
Moshe, do you take the poor on your wagon?
I do, Levi Yitzchak.
Don't answer me. Speak up and address the Lord.
I carry the poor on my wagon.
How much do you charge the poor?
Nothing.
But each day you violate the law, don't you?
I cannot attend worship. Each day I violate the law.
Lord, answer back. Lord, your teamster speaks to you. Your teamster who worships you regularly on his wagon by carrying your poor.
Reb Levi Yitzchak, will you sanctify the name of the Lord?
I'm not ready, Angel. The Lord will have to wait a moment longer. Look at us. Penitent, contrite, fasting, pleading for the remission of sins. Lord, thy tefillin are fallen and abased. Tell me, O Lord, what hast thou against Israel? Thou hast written in thy Torah, speak unto whom? Unto Israel thou hast written, say. Unto whom? Unto Israel. Thou hast written, command. Whom? Israel. Lord, if you love Israel, have mercy upon Israel.
Maybe you talk. You have not said the words as they are written down and prescribed. But I testify to God that you have sanctified his name.
And standing there in the synagogue of Berdichev in the year 1789, a man called Levi Yitzchok, surnamed the Compassionate, raised his hand in the pure gesture toward heaven, and out of yearning and exaltation, he sang the song that men call now the Kaddish of Levi Yitzchok of Berdichev. This is not a song that was written. This happened. Unpremeditated, uncontrived, artless. It was the overflowing of his soul 160 years ago, across time and space, and the pain of unutterable love.
Good morning, Lord, Master of the Universe. I, Levi Yitzchok, son of Sod of Adicha, I have come to you as a din Torah from your people Israel. What do you want of your people Israel? What have you demanded of your people Israel? For everywhere I look, it says, say unto the children of Israel. And every other verse says, speak unto the children of Israel. And over and over, command the children of Israel. Father, sweet Father in heaven, how many nations are there in the world? Persians, Babylonians, Edomites, the Russians, what do they say? That their Tsar is the only ruler. The Prussians, what do they say? That their Kaiser is supreme. And the English, what do they say? That George III is sovereign. And I, Levi Yitzchok, son of Sod of Adichev, say, Yitzchadal, Yitzchadal, Shema Rabbo, magnify and sanctify his only thy name. And I, Levi Yitzchok, son of Sod of Adichev, say, from my stand I will not waver. Let them put an end to idolatry. Let them call a halt to their blasphemy. Yisgadol, Yisgadol, Shemei Rahamo, magnify and sanctify.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Rabbi Max Davidson, President of the Rabbinical Assembly of America. Rabbi Davidson.
This week, we shall enter the culminatory twilight from all walks of life with our testimony of the year. The scholar will come with knowledge, and the ignorant with questions, the generous with his record of charity, and the skeptic with his quest for an intellectual imperative. Yes, the sinner with his guilt and the bereaved with his sorrow. Perhaps an old man, unlettered, offers his unopened prayer book, for he does not understand the meaning of its words. Or an old woman enters only with her tears, or a young wife with her anxieties, or a young man with his hopes. The men and women, the young people and children, who assemble for worship, represent a wide variety of background. They carry with them emotional and mental and physical questionnaires of many kinds. Is one answer possible for all of them? Can they find that Jewish religious experience is rich enough to satisfy every human being on his own level? Today's drama illustrates the fact that everyone can discover the men and the motives and the meaning to make the day and the year good and godly. The Song of Berdichev underscores the historic truth that the Jewish message is not a monologue, that Jewish teaching is not a catechism, that Jewish law is not an archaic code. Judaism is a living, continuing experience, and to its tradition, every generation and every inspired soul contributes its talent. The springs and the currents that are joined in the stream of that tradition have their source in many minds of many places. There is the turbulent invective of Isaiah of classic antiquity, the calm martyrdom of Akiba of imperial Rome, the clean logic of Maimonides in a Muslim Egypt, and the simple, direct, loving kindness of Levi of Berdichev. Since the stream has never ceased, we may turn also to religious genius of modern times. When we as much as touch that stream with our prayers, with our petitions, with our tears, we add to its flow and its power, and we have a right to speak, as Levi did, directly and simply to God himself. And our words will be transposed into a song that will live in our lives forever.
Thank you, Rabbi Davidson. Our eternal light drama today was The Song of Berdichev by Morton Wishengrad and was presented in observance of Yom Kippur. The music was composed by Morris Mamorsky and conducted by Milton Katims. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical music. Featured today as Reb Levi was Roger DeCoven, and Norman Rose was the narrator. The production was under the direction of Edward King. The translations of the songs you heard were made by Judith Eisenstein. Dr. Moshe Davis, Dean of the Seminary's Teachers Institute College of Jewish Studies, is program editor. This is Mel Brandt speaking. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.